today?
Today is Wednesday.
Next Wednesday?
What are you talking about?
Dude, that's today.
Hey, which games are we playing here?
Oh, like the Hunger Games.
Squid Games! I love games. I'm great at games.
These boomers know all these games.
Let the games begin.
What's with all the Squid Games talk?
Get to the show!
Yeah,
this is the show!
This is not a show.
Close enough.
It's showtime.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
This is not a game. This is a real morning show with a real live dude named Morgan. That's why we call it Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
What a great show we have lined up for you today. Week 4 of Painting the Valley Pink. Dr. John Turner will be in later this morning. We'll mic him up. He's always a good time every single year as we paint the valley. We will talk about cooking men. It's tomorrow night at Rusty Rail. Guest chef, Tom Morgan, yours truly. Also, I'll have some help from Chef Tahir. From Elders Catering, yeah. I'm going to act like I'm making all the food, but he's really doing the job because he does it so well. We'll talk about that. Our Pets for Pink is coming down the final stretch. Which pet will it be? We'll talk about that. And a new key to Cancun coming up for you in about 45 minutes. Stay with us. Dunkin' Donuts on board with us this morning as well. We'll tell you how you can win. And nobody? Nobody on late night TV again last night, so we'll dig up some classic comedy for Halloween. Stay with us. Morgan in the Morning, every single morning.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Viral comedy and something that is called the Squid Game Alarm Clock, just in time for Christmas gift giving.
Good day, Susquehanna Valley. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
Yeah, listen to this, but watch it later because it's weird, wonderful, and scary. The new Squid Game Alarm Clock wakes you up in a weird and wonderful kind of way. Well, you recognize the music to wake you up, right? I mean, it's Squidward all the way. Weird! And then the regular alarm, and then you get shot with a dart. I don't know how you aim the thing, and it's totally crazy. The pigtail doll in Red Light, Green Light game of Squid Game is the character. And, yeah, the singing, if that doesn't wake you up, then the regular alarm. But then the little doll's head opens up and a dart shoots you wherever it's aimed. Wow.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning.
It's creeping me out.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Mark's got the news, Rob, the Sports Center, and AccuWeather. Still to come, good news. And do you have one of those Lego sets, the Star Wars Lego sets from 1999? It's worth a lot of money. You just heard the news. How about the good news? All right, you're in college. You're a sophomore. You're 63 years old. That's a challenge. But how about making the golf team?
Doing what I want to do. And I, you know, if that's the case, then awesome.
Awesome it was. Good news on the way.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX, 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
That's some good news.
Oh, Tommy, it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, yeah. The good news.
The good news is we're starting to turn a corner with this pandemic. Hopefully, the new normal will be new and will be more like normal soon. How about it in Selins Grove last night for the Selins Grove Parade down Market Street? 94KX is there, and SBC Media as well. And if we saw you along the streets, it had a feeling of normal. Tomorrow night, the annual Halloween parade returns to Sunbury, and we will be there. See you there, right? Hey, I don't know if it's cool to return to college when you're older, but it certainly is a challenge. How about a 63-year-old Georgia woman who not only returned to college at Reinhardt University, but she's also a member of the golf team.
I was so against it, and I feel so bad saying that, but I really was. Just being able just to talk to her and hear her story and just see how incredible she is a person, like, that really changed everything.
She's committed to doing the best she can through and through until there's no more holes to play.
Understanding how to mentally get back if something doesn't go well.
Just doing what I want to do, and I, you know, if that's the case, then awesome.
Way to go, Debbie. You be awesome. Hit him long and hit him straight. Speaking of college, the annual Susquehanna Valley Community College Summit will take place this Friday, and it'll be showcasing the tremendous economic impact that local community colleges have. Look for us there. Facebook Live.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX. WQKX. Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Yeah, if you've got Lego Star Wars Legos from the 1990s, they're worth a lot of money. They're back on the store shelf again. The originals are worth a lot more money, and someone's been stealing them. Details coming up.
Morgan in the Morning.
Give me that talker.
Hello.
Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
You ever notice this time of the year, more people drive at you with their high beams on than any other time of the year? They're like, it's dark. I can't see. Well, guess what? When you keep your high beams on, the people coming at you can't see. So the only thing you will see is when they cross the line and hit you head on.
KX.
Rebels need your help. Build us more ships.
Lego and Star Wars join forces for the first time, so you can build authentic Lego X-Wings and Y-Wings.
Do you have an original Lego Star Wars set from 1999? Well, it's worth a lot of money, especially since there's a new set out and a Star Wars Mandalorian set as well. These sets are worth so much money, Seattle police arrested a 67-year-old man for stealing $10,000 worth of them. The weird thing was, he was selling them in his own store, but stealing them from other stores to resell them from his back room.
What would Darth say about your dark side?
Naughty, naughty! W-Q-K-S.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Hey, coming up, we've got news, sports, and of course, weather, but also...
There's another keyword coming up to win a trip to Mexico. The keys to Cancun with Liberty Travel and 94KX.
You're about 15 minutes away from the Morgan in the Morning keyword.
Hi, this is Bob Schoeman.
So we're bringing you classic Halloween comedy. And on the way, a comedian who hates the cute girls that dress naughty for Halloween.
They all come out in Halloween. It's always so cute. They're always really cute. They're like...
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Classic comedy on the way. Lynn Hall with birthday buddies and a Penn State ticket blitz.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. It's the 94KX Keys to Cancun contest with Liberty Travel. Here's the keyword you need to text.
You need to text the word destination. Can you spell it? Destination. Because your destination will be one heck of a vacation. Text it now.
Text that keyword now to 49330 along with your hometown to be in the running for a trip to Grand Fiesta Americana Coral Beach. All-inclusive hotel in Cancun. From Liberty Travel and 94KX.
Sounds like fun.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Classic Halloween comedy for you. Stand by. And Lynn Hall's got the birthday buddies. Celebrity birthdays. Jim from The Office. Don't you just love his demeanor? Hey, he's one of my favorite characters on the show. He's celebrating a birthday and will dance with Snoop Dogg. Stay with us.
Want to win Halloween this year?
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Kind of a tomboy. I don't like being a chick. I think certain women, you messed it up for me bad, man. And not all women. I'm talking to those skinny little chicks out there. The ones that like to wear underwear and call it an outfit. I hate you! And these chicks, they all have their national holiday, Halloween. They all come out in Halloween. It's always so cute. They're always really cute. They're like... I'm wearing a yellow thong. I'm a sexy Pikachu. Woo! party and all the guys are after the naughty nurse, the naughty kitten, the naughty devil. Where am I? Oh, I'm in the corner of the room. Hey! Who wants the pumpkin, huh? Anybody want some pumpkin pie? I need whipped cream! WQKX!
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday Buddies.
Yay!
Birthday Buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday Buddies.
Every day.
And go!
Yeah, celebrity birthdays first, because Lynn Hall's in the building. She's our local celeb.
Well, you say that, but I don't think so. Anyway,
we're all dressed in pink today, and that's cool.
Yes.
Dr. John is a celebrity. Dr. John Turner, he's coming in later on this morning.
Is he going to wear pink?
Let me look through the window. Yes, he is wearing a pink shirt.
Sweet, okay.
He is in the On the Mark studios.
All right, cool.
All right, in the office, as in the TV show, John Krasinski is 42 years old today.
Okay.
He played Jim in the office, the quiet guy who is just always strange and weird. Here's a little piece from the episode where HR showed up from New York and John decided to mess with Dwight.
Stop. Making progress. Yes.
Dwight tried to kiss me.
What?
And I didn't tell anyone because I'm not really sure how I feel about it.
That is not true. Redact it.
Well, I'm not actually making a formal complaint. I just really think we should talk about it.
Okay, question. When a name is withdrawn, does that also apply to the permanent misbehavior file in New York?
Permanent misbehavior file?
I'm not quite sure how I feel about that.
Redact it.
Anyway, if you've never watched The Office, just Google it. It's just a great show from Scranton, PA.
Dunder Mifflin, isn't it? Isn't that the company? Okay.
Or at least pretend from
Supposedly,
Scranton.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another big celebrity birthday today is our boy. Okay, maybe just my boy. Snoop Dogg.
I love Snoop Dogg. Honestly, I do.
He's become a household name now.
Yeah, he's so funny. He's just amazing.
Back when he was doing the gin and juice and all that, and then he spent a little time in prison, he was like a naughty, naughty doggy.
Right. But bad doggy.
But now he's like the spokesperson for Corona.
I know. He's hysterical.
He's great on those commercials.
He is.
And now he's Martha Stewart's kitchen partner.
I was going to say that. Yeah, he's great friends with Martha Stewart.
Unbelievable. So happy birthday, Snoop. He hits the half-century club today at 50 years old. How do you think he's going to spend his birthday?
Oh, I couldn't begin to wonder.
I could. He's probably just going to roll a big one. It's just anyway.
I was thinking that, but I didn't say it.
Okay.
I thought you should.
Celebrity birthdays for today. Let's go to the local list, or as we call them.
Birthday buddies.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Aaron Booth from Northumberland, 42 years old today.
Andrea Strasser from Middleburg, 44 today.
Anthony DeWalt from Lewisburg, 41.
Autumn Bond is related to James Bond.
Oh, I wonder. That's a great name.
She's 20 today. Happy birthday, Autumn.
Hello, my name is Autumn.
Autumn Bond.
Autumn Bond.
Sorry.
I like it. Okay, Brady Beckman from Sealands Grove is 38.
Christine Ziemba from Shamokin, 38 today. Happy birthday.
Cody Fisher, 24.
Dee Collier is 31.
Wow, I know Dee. Elizabeth Houck from Northumberland is 35.
Holly Badisky is 43. Happy birthday, Holly.
Happy birthday, Jennifer Skelly from Northumberland. She's 45.
Joanne Stroh from Ranshaw, 71.
Isn't Ranshaw down there your way
it
a
is.
Bit?
It is. Yes, it is.
Is she a neighbor of yours or not?
No, but...
Okay.
Anyway.
Kelly Harrow, we know her. She's from Sealands Grove, 57.
Christy Richard, 40 today.
Happy birthday, Mary Johnson, 44.
Matt Funk from Sunbury, celebrating 34 today.
Matthew Osman, he used to be in radio. I wonder what he's doing nowadays.
What's he up to these days?
42 years old. Happy birthday, Matt.
Sean Fay, 35 today.
Happy birthday to Sean Hutton from West Milton, 43.
And Victoria Schmidt, 46. Happy birthday, Victoria.
There you go. If you've got a birthday, you could get them on our list. The Ford Fun Line's always open toll-free.
Mm-hmm.
You could use the text club.
You can do that.
And
you
how about
email.
That keyboard. Get to work, right?
Yeah.
Or if you want to lick a stamp.
Well, you can do that, too. You don't have to lick stamps anymore. They have their own stick. Just thought I'd tell you that.
Oh, see how old I am?
No, it's all right.
There you have it.
And the carrier pigeon, too. Don't forget about that.
Sooner or later, one's going to fly in the back door.
Hopefully. That would be kind of fun.
That would be great. Each and every day at this time.
It's Birthday Buddies.
Still.
still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Penn State Ticket Blitz. You want to go to the game Saturday? You got to stay with us.
Don't go anywhere.
It's all coming up after news, sports, and AccuWeather, which is next. Also, we're painting the valley pink, and it is week four, and we will mic up Dr. John Turner. Are you ready?
Yes.
It's all on the way, which is pretty much next. Stay with us.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
Hello.
You know what? We just did Birthday Buddies with Lynn Hall. We had twin birthdays locally, and it was messaged in, and we forgot it. It was, like, on the screen, but we're looking at the other screen. I think we're still watching Office highlights. Love that show. Anyway, do want to wish happy birthday to Heather Underkoffler, 47 years old today. And guess what? Her twin sister, Megan Underkoffler Pantalone, is 47 as well. Do the math. Who would have thunk it? I guess that's why they call them twins. Ticket Blitz coming up. A chance for you to qualify to win Penn State tickets for Saturday's game.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Oh, boy. Was that the Nittany Lion I just heard? I think it was. It's time for the Register Chevrolet Penn State Ticket Blitz. Every time Penn State comes home, we give away tickets. It's that easy. That's why we call it the Ticket Blitz, because you have to blitz your way to your phone right now and give us a call. Toll-free, 1-800-326-94KX. Penn State is at home, a noon game, a Big Ten game with the Fighting Illini. We've got qualifiers from Selinsgrove, Grove, Sunbury, Herndon, the Isle of Kew, even Mechanicsburg. Your chance to qualify right now. Okay. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
We'll talk more about painting the valley pink. How about some Dunkin' Donuts this morning? It's all on the way.
Hi, this is Bob Schoeman.
We've got more qualifiers for the Fighting Illini game with Penn State Saturday. Calls from Sunbury and Selinsgrove. You said you're on your way to work? You're a teacher? You're a teacher?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What grade do you teach?
Fifth grade.
You know, I was a double major in college, so if this radio gig didn't work out, I was going to be an English teacher. Could you picture that?
Well, you got a gift for gab.
Yeah, they pay me to talk, right? All right, Olivia, you're qualified to be our winner in the Penn State Ticket Blitz. We'll let you know coming up tomorrow morning, okay?
Wonderful.
Be a part of the show. Morgan in the Morning. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
You're on the way to work. You need a coffee. Stop at Dunkin' Donuts. Morgan in the Morning runs on Dunkin', and we've got Spooky Share Week, we're calling it, where we share pictures of our trips to the Dunkin' Donuts in Selinsgrove and the all-new Dunkin' Donuts in Lewisburg. So I'll tell you what, watch our Facebook page and look for the image of the brand new Nitro Taps on our Facebook page, and make sure you share it by 5 p.m. You'll be in the running to win with Dunkin' Donuts and Morgan in the Morning.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Of course, we've got news, sports, and AccuWeather next, but we continue to paint the valley pink. Week four of our campaign, and Dr. John Turner's in the studio with us. It's always a great annual event to talk to the doc. It's coming up. Stay with us. Week four, painting the valley pink, and we love when we mic up the studio. Dr. John Turner is with us. Doc, it seems like years since you've been here.
Yeah, COVID kind of put the kibosh on some of that, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we did phone interviews, but it's so great to have you physically here in our studio.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
You know, there's always something new coming up to find ways to help the patient with breast cancer. And we've got some pretty exciting stuff coming up, don't we?
Absolutely.
All right, stay with us, Dr. John Turner.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Morgan in the Morning, mic'd up. About 10 minutes away. Also on the way, Tom's top list of the day, the top pandemic pains. I actually should say the pre-pandemic pains that are back, and we don't want them to come back. Stuff like being stuck in traffic. Tom's top list on the way.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
We call it Morgan in the Morning, mic'd up when we bring guests into the studio in the 8 o'clock segment. But as we paint the valley pink, of course, those guests will be from Evangelical Community Hospital. First up, Dr. John Turner, I want to apologize that someone put in the computer a song called Bad Medicine when you're standing right here.
Well, I can assure you we're not talking about bad medicine.
Okay, yeah. So Bon Jovi, take a back seat for a while. It's time to talk to Dr. John Turner. Doc, it's good to have you physically back in the studio. Last year, everything on the phone, everything was virtual, including cooking men, and we'll get to that. But you're right here, about 6 feet away from me on your own microphone. It's great to have you.
We love being here.
Oh, thank you. Every year you come, you bring something that makes me go, wow, we're moving forward on breast cancer. Genetic testing. How important is this whole genetic thing when it comes to breast cancer?
Well, it's very important. It's important from a standpoint of identifying risk, both for patients and their family members, and lately for identifying novel treatment approaches and the development of novel drugs for the treatment of breast cancer.
So who qualifies for this testing, genetic testing?
Well, there are national standards for testing put out by the National Comprehensive Cancer Network.
Mm-hmm.
And when patients present to EVAN, they're all assessed as to their candidacy for testing based on those criteria.
So what when you qualify and you do the testing, what will that testing, genetic testing, actually tell the patient then?
Well, there are three potential results of any genetic test. The most common result is negative. The second most common is something called a variant of unknown significance, which is sort of like a nonsense mutation.
Hmm.
It's a mutation for which there's not enough data to know what it means, but it's not actionable.
Okay.
They don't do anything based on that. And, of course, the third result is a test that's associated with a cancer risk, and then it depends on which gene it is. We do a panel of tests that involves 36 genes, and then each patient is assessed based on whatever their mutation is.
So that impacts the treatment depending on how the genes line up or stack up or whatever.
Absolutely.
Wow. So we shouldn't be afraid of answering some genetic questions nowadays as a modern patient, right?
No, it really offers an opportunity to possibly even prevent cancer.
Here's a few words, high-risk clinic. When I hear those words, I kind of get a little scared. Should I, or is this a good thing?
No. The high-risk clinic identifies patients who have a risk of genetic mutation, but also a patient who may not have a risk of a genetic mutation, but because of their family and personal history, has an elevated lifetime risk. And then it gives an opportunity to manage that risk. And again, the goal would be prevention of cancer.
So yeah, if there's a woman listening right now and her mother had breast cancer, her grandmother, maybe even her sister, she should visit you and get this done, right?
Absolutely. I personally believe that every patient should have a risk calculation done at some point in their life and then have a customized plan of follow-up.
So this genetic testing is really, you think it's moving us closer to some kind of cure or some kind of, or is it closer and closer to great treatment?
Well, hopefully both, but really the goal right now is closer to great treatment.
And I think
it's not unreasonable to look at a time where we have customized treatment plan for each individual patient. And part of that will be genetic testing.
I don't think we should be as scared as we used to be in the old days of the word cancer, right? We shouldn't be that scared.
Absolutely not.
I believe you when you say that, Doc. Hey, can we talk about something fun, and that's called cooking men?
Absolutely.
You and I have been fierce competitors for years, and you always win. I don't know how you do it. It's that smoker of yours.
Well, I do love smoking meat.
So any kind of hint on what you'll be cooking up for tomorrow night's cooking men?
Well, right now, as we speak, there are two beef briskets that are finishing up their smoking process and preparation. I'm making a shredded brisket hors d'oeuvre that I've nicknamed cow pies, which will involve some pastry, some brisket, barbecue, cheese, and a jalapeno pepper.
Is it okay to call cow pies when you're from Virginia?
That's right.
Okay. That sounds great. I've recruited a new chef, Chef Tahir from Elders Catering. And Chef Tahir and I are going to do some stuff. We're staying away from the brisket. We know you're the smoker, the smoked meat guy. So we're doing crab meat. What do you think?
I'll be there to try it. We love crab cakes.
Cooking Men, by the way, is tomorrow night at Rusty Rail. There's still tickets available. They're $50 a piece. Go to our webpage and see how you can get attached, or Evan Hospital's webpage, and get your tickets. It's tomorrow night, and it's not sold out, and it's a smaller event, all COVID safe. People are going to be spread out. It's going to be great. Great eating as well. It is so good to see you again, Dr. Turner.
It's so good to see you again. And vote for me for top chef, folks.
There you go. So you had to say that, didn't you?
I did.
All right. I'll give you that one. In a couple minutes, I'll tell you to vote for me for top chef. How's that? WQKX. Nice to see you, Doc. We'll see you tomorrow night at Cooking Men.
Good to see you.
Dr. John Turner with us as we continue to paint the valley pink.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Tom's top list of things that used to annoy us, and then when the pandemic hit, they went away, and now they're back, annoying us. Tom's top list is next. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Bob Schoen, the general manager of
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Well, Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started. Now that things have returned to normal, or at least the new normal, we can go back to complaining about the stuff we used to complain about before the pandemic even started. The number one campaign... Wait, the number one complaint, according to the new survey? Traffic. People being backed up in traffic. You have road construction this time of the year. It's going to happen. You people in Danville will know tomorrow when they start working on the bridge there on 54. Yeah. Anything involved in traffic made the list of pre-existing pains in the butt. All right. COVID-19 testing finished number two. That's brand new on the list, of course. Other people said filling the car up with gas more. Well, yeah, you're not at home anymore. Having to deal with visitors at your house. Okay. Finding a parking space. Having to attend social events. Going to meetings in person. And finally, the in-laws. Oh, my. Tom's top list of the day.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Mark's got the news. One more check on sports with Rob the Sports Center, AccuWeather, and we've got a Drinks for Pink tonight that is worth talking about. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
I don't want to sound like a food snob, but I'm reading here that Taco Bell is giving away free breakfast burritos tomorrow for Burrito Day. They're trying to market these burritos, and I guess they're not doing too well at it, so they're going to be giving them away nationwide free tomorrow. I don't think you could pay me to eat one. So, sorry, Taco Bell. I just thought you would want to know as you drive to work this morning. Hey, I caught this little piece, this little nugget of audio, if you will. Nugget, see what I did there? Adele was asked to choose her last meal, and the answer is hilarious.
My ideal meal, my death row meal, my last meal would be a McChicken nugget with a Big Mac and then fries. That's my three course. I eat at least once a week.
You gotta own it. You know what I mean? She's beautiful. She didn't deny it. McDonald's all the way. Hey, we'll be eating and drinking tonight as we paint the valley pink with our latest Drinks for Pink. Our first road trip ever to Montgomery. We'll be at the Riverside Roadhouse. Log this into your phone right now, your GPS, your Waze, whatever. 125 Main Street in Montgomery. We'll be there from 5 till 7 tonight. It'll be great to hang out with you people from Montgomery.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
We've got closing shots and closing thoughts and a big thank you on the way. We do it every day.
Morgan in the Morning. Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
It's Morgan in the Morning. Nothing like the television show The View.
I'm talking about somebody.
What happened yesterday?
You missed me so much when I was on maternity leave. You missed me so much. You missed fighting with me.
Actually, she didn't miss you. That's why you're not getting along right now.
Somebody.
Meghan McCain just goes off on the crew. Whoopi tries to break it up.
Okay, guys.
It was just.
Stop. Everybody stop. Everybody stop.
That's so rude.
If I wanted to hear a bunch of people arguing, I'd go home like I do for the holidays. Sorry.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.